say now. Mavericks trying to move into the second round of the playoffs for the first time in 2 years. The ticker is brought to you by the Village Apartments and Country Club and Brad Thomas, Acme Rick Sports Biz. Dallas and Portland tonight for Game 6. They look to close out the series on the road. Mavs making a huge recovery from their last Portland trip by winning Game 5 at the AAC Monday night. Rick Carlisle wants his guys to live off that big win a little bit more.
We've got to understand the things that are the keys for success for us. We've got to limit the things that have been problems. You know, we've got to carry the momentum of Game 5 into Game 6.
Mavericks doing a much better job of forcing the action inside on the offensive end in Game 5. Thus, they shoot 35 free throws, 11 of those from Dirk Nowitzki, a dozen by Tyson Chandler. Chandler also keeping many possessions alive with his 13 offensive rebounds. Jason Kidd is approaching tonight as a must-win.
We got to find a way to win on the road. We've had opportunities, and now we're presented with another one. So we know they're going to come with their best game, and we got to be prepared for that.
Game 6, 9:30 tonight on TXA 21. If the Mavs win, they'll play the Lakers-Hornets series winner on Monday night. If they lose, Game 7 will be Saturday night at the AAC. Two NBA playoff series come to an end last night, while the third team just barely survives. In Miami, the Heat pushed through to take their series in 5 to beat the Sixers 97-91. Dwayne Wade, 26 points, 11 rebounds. LeBron James, 16 points, 10 boards. Chris Bosh scores 22. But Wade says don't overlook the work of Mario Chalmers.
20 points off the bench is amazing. In 30 minutes, you know, he did what we, you know, continue to keep telling the guys to keep shooting.
The Heat will play the Celtics in the second round. Over in the West, the Thunder move on thanks to 41 points from Kevin Durant and a 100-97 win over the Nuggets in Game 5.
I was just trying to get my guys rallied up. The crowd was behind us. We were a little sluggish early, but we got it going, man. And this is all the blessing, man. I'm on cloud now right now.
Durant hit a shot with 12 seconds to play, then blocks a three-pointer by Denver's J.R. Smith. Oklahoma City awaiting the winner between the Spurs and the Grizzlies. That series is going to a Game 6 thanks to Gary Neal. He gets a three at the end of regulation to send it to overtime. San Antonio rolls from there to the 110-103 win over Memphis. Neal says he had a wide-open look on that game-tying shot.
Timmy has had a great screen, and the guy defending me was kind of behind me, and I knew that he was going to try to overplay me, so he was a little aggressive. So I got a strong swing through going to my strong hand right, and I just got my legs into it and it went in.
Tony Parker scores 24 points, dishes out 9 assists. Game 6 will be back in Memphis tomorrow night. Grizzlies will try to close that out. The NFL draft comes down tonight. Sports Radio 1310. The ticket goes wall to wall for all 3 days, starting at 6:30 this evening with Norm Hitzkus in New York City. The Cowboys are the ninth team on the clock tonight, although Jerry Jones... They could have had the sixth pick had they not won the season finale. Jerry Jones, though, just fine with that final meaningless win.
That win was important for our fans. I think it was important for the perception of the potential that we have in Jason as our head coach.
And it'll be interesting to see how much say Jason Garrett has in the war room in his first draft as the Cowboys head coach. Quarterbacks could be kings in this draft. 8 QBs expected to go in the first 2 days, including Auburn's Cam Newton, likely to be number one overall tonight by the Carolina Panthers. What kind of labor rules these players would be drafted into remains unknown. The league essentially open for business with no system in place per a judge's order. Federal Judge Susan Richard Nelson has denied the NFL's request of a stay of her ruling earlier in the week that lifted the lockout. The NFL right now has no labor rules in place for signing players while they await their formal appeal of that ruling to be heard. Rangers snap a 2-game slide with a 7-6 win over the Blue Jays. Derek Holland has the support of a 6-run third inning, but he gives up 5 runs on 11 hits in 5 innings. Rookie Cody Epley then allows a 7th inning home run to Juan Rivera that ties it, yet Epley earns the win as Mitch Moreland homers at the bottom of the 7th. Ron Washington fine with the grinded out style of win.
Take what you can get. This team we're playing against right now, they play pretty good against us, and they can swing the bats. They make it tough. But tonight we were tougher.
Darren Oliver the save, his second in less than a week. Another reliever is out. Darren O'Day on the 60-day DL with a torn labrum in his hip. Rangers and Blue Jays will close their series at 105 today. Alexi Ogando goes after a 4-0 record. Elsewhere in the American League, Vladimir Guerrero with the RBI single in the 8th to win it. The Orioles beat the Red Sox 5-4. Yankees a 3-1 win over the White Sox. Robinson Cano hits a 3-run homer in the first. Orlando Cabrera drives in 3 as the Indians beat the Royals 7-2. The A's a 2-1, 10-inning win over the Angels. Connor Jackson, an RBI ground out in the top of the 10th to give Oakland the win. L.A. drops a game and a half behind Texas in the West. Former Ranger Justin Smoke homers and drives in 5. The Mariners pound the Tigers 10-1. Rays an 8-2 win over the Twins. Wade Davis earns his third win of the year, going 6 2/3. In the National League, Andre Ethier hits a solo homer in the top of the 10th, giving the Dodgers a 5-4 win over the Marlins. Ethier now a 24-game hit streak. Reds a 7-6, 10-inning win over the Brewers. Braves blank the Padres 7-0. Chipper Jones drives in 3, passes Mickey Mantle for second place at RBIs among switch hitters. Phillies an 8-4 win over the Diamondbacks. Shane Victorino, Jimmy Rollins, and Ryan Howard all hit home runs. Pirates a 2-0 win over the Giants. James McDonald throws 6-plus shutout innings. Mets beat the Nationals 6-3. New York rallying with 4 runs in the 9th to win it. Kyle Loesch throws 7 shutout innings. The Cardinals then hang on for a 6-5 win over the Astros. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Bruins win a game 7-4-3 in overtime over the Canadiens. Nathan Horton with a game-winning goal in overtime. Boston will face Philadelphia next. And the Lightning a 1-0 win over the Penguins in game 7. Dwayne Rolison 36 saves for the shutout. It's Tampa's first series win since winning the 2004 Stanley Cup. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket weather, mostly sunny, 75 today, currently 49 right now at DFW Airport. The ticker, that's the ticket ticker. Our next one is at 550. I'm Rich Phillips, reminding the P1s to B1. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. We've been doing the draft for 18 years, and we're still running strong. In spite of Norm's bad hip, hear every player, every pick, including every move the Cowboys make, beginning tonight at 6:30. Brought to you by Michael Johnson Performance on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.